This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome. This is the September 13, 2013 podcast, which includes articles on the following topics: oncology and hydrocephalus. Congenital giant plexiform neurofibroma with occipital calvarial dysplasia in association with meningoencephalocele in neurofibromatosis type 1 and segmental neurofibromatosis. A report of two cases by Ravi Dadlani and colleagues. Giant plexiform neurofibroma of the scalp is an extremely rare lesion reported in association with neurofibromatosis. Occipital location of giant plexiform neurofibromas is even more infrequent, especially in association with occipital dysplasia. The authors report on two pediatric patients with giant plexiform neurofibroma associated with occipital dysplasia. The first patient had an associated meningoencephalocele, and the second had large vascular channels within the lesion, and the dominant ipsilateral transverse sinus lying in the center of the calvarial defect. Complete excision was possible in the first case, but only partial excision was done in the second. The authors present these two unusual cases with a review of the literature, and they discuss radiological findings, theories of etiopathogenesis of the occipital dysplasia, and management dilemmas. Decreased head circumference in shunt-treated compared with healthy children. A clinical article by Daniel Nilsson and co-authors. This study was designed to answer a simple question. Does early shunt treatment cause a change in head circumference? Serial head circumference measurements of 50 children with hydrocephalus and ventriculoperitoneal shunt inserted in the first year of life are compared with a healthy reference population. The author's results show that shunt-treated children have a smaller head circumference at 2 and 3 years of age than healthy children. Low weight, short height, an etiology of intraventricular hemorrhage, and frequent shunt valve revisions are predictors for decreased head circumference. Prospective randomized studies comparing skull growth using fixed and adjustable pressure-regulated shunt valves and flow-regulated valves are needed. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.